Welcome to The Vine Time with Melanie Bolduc. Today, I have a very special guest from London, Shane Dabinett from Transmissions of the Black Hole, correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, Transmissions from the Black Hole.
All right, very good. And so Shane and I met a very long time ago in Portland, Maine, through a very dear friend of ours, Eric Lingwin. And you met Eric in London. So you've lived in London all your life. Is that correct?
No. I used to live in Bristol beforehand. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I moved to London in 1990. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
back in Bristol, now, if you're going to talk about music, I used to run a hardcore punk record label, which used to be quite influential in that scene. In the 80s, I started it about 1986, and I ended up selling it in 1990 and moving to London. But John Peel was always taking my bands into session on the BBC's sort of session shows, things like that. So yeah, it's not my first foray into music.
Sure. And so you started, you grew up in Bristol, and then you moved to Camden? Was it Camden?
London, yeah.
Yeah.
Camden, yeah, Camden Town. That's where I live.
And that's where you've been forever, for a long time.
Since actually living in Camden since 1996.
Yeah.
Very good. I moved to London in 90. I lived in a place behind the King's Cross Station. It was a bunch of communal sort of houses and stuff. Semi, not squats, but semi-squats sort of thing.
That's funny, because I actually went the last time when I was in London, when I lived in Eric and Brian, I had a friend who owned, like, behind King's Cross Station, there was a gay bar to the right, and across the way, do you know what I'm talking about? And there was, I can't remember the name of it, but there was a bunch of flats that were there, and they were connected with the people who had the canal boats. And so I knew somebody who lived in that, one of those apartments.
It was old railway workers' buildings. They don't exist there anymore. I think there is one block of them there, but I mean, they put YouTube there now and things like that.
Oh, really?
So it was just off Battle Bridge Road, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time since I've been there, Louise. I have to tell you, it's been since 2008 is when last time I was in London. So, but I have family there, if you will, or my son has family there. So I might get back there someday. So nonetheless, you have been in music almost all your life. So you owned a record label. And then...
I left the music business in 1992, I think.
Right.
I was working for a company called Trojan Records, which had... They weren't the original owners of Trojan. They were somebody who bought Trojan from people back in sometime in the 80s. So they were reissuing all their stuff, but they also did a lot of punk stuff as well, sort of reissues and things. And so I went to work there for a year. After they fired me, I think they found that it wasn't really tenable for their type of business. What they wanted me to do, they decided to back out of, because they didn't want to sign new bands. They just liked to do reissues of stuff, things like that. They wanted me to do it, but then I think after a year, they decided that they didn't want to do that. So they fired me.
You were active in the class.
After that, after that, I went to college. I started my degree in 93, finished in 97, and then met someone and had a child with bouts of health problems that I've had. I went back to college in 2017 to do a master's in digital media, and in 2020 I started a PhD in music at Goldsmiths College.
Fantastic.
I don't know if you know Goldsmiths College. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Damien Hirst went there. People like that. It's a very famous arts college.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very good. And then we were talking about music. So talk to me about genres of music and what you like. And we were talking about house coming from Chicago. You went to Detroit.
I did go to Detroit in the early 90s, 92 and 93. When I was working for that record company, I wanted to sign this band over there. They were called Inside Out. They were all female punk outfit. Of course, when they fired me, it all didn't happen. So after But I had some friends out there. I really enjoyed going to Detroit at the time. But what I didn't know is something that I'm involved in now is techno.
Right.
that was really the birthplace of techno
Yeah,
in the
which
whole
is great.
world.
Yeah, I never knew that until today. Yeah. And then you said House came from Chicago.
So they say, but techno was from Detroit. People like Jeff Mills, Ron Atkins, Derek May, those kind of artists, they weren't very popular in Detroit, but at that time in 89, the Berlin Wall had come down and people were finding empty buildings because the wall come down and East and West were reunifying in that way. And so they found loads of empty buildings in East Berlin and squatted them basically and set up clubs, techno clubs. And this was a huge part of the reunification of Berlin. This is something that I found in my own research for my PhD, that this helped bring East and West youth together
I love that.
and unify them in a common bond. Do you know what I
Sure.
mean? But the thing is, at the time, they were how Berlin people were really into the stuff coming in that they heard from Detroit.
Techno.
But Detroit, in Detroit, they weren't known at all, like those people I just mentioned. So the Berliners brought them over to Europe, and they became really famous in Europe,
And the
but
music in
unfortunately not in their
Berlin,
hometown.
and the music in Berlin was known as,
Techno.
it was techno or acid house?
Yeah, no,
Just
techno. I
techno.
mean, the UK had acid house
Okay,
from
gotcha.
that sort of era in the early eight in the late 80s, I think. And everyone was running around Camden Town shouting acid. That was a really crazy time, I suppose.
Remember
The
there was a
smiley
club at the
faces.
back of King's Cross. Remember you're talking about King's Cross. There was a club up there called the
Bagley's.
Cross. The Cross.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah,
I'd
that's
gone
gay
there.
bar.
No, maybe it
Yeah.
wasn't
Oh, well, there was
before.
used to be a Bagley's warehouse there. There
That's
was
what it was.
this big warehouse at
Right, if you could
Bagley's.
dance.
I don't think it's there anymore. I think they put
No.
shops over it or something.
When I
I
lived in
haven't
London
really
in
checked it
92,
out.
we went dancing there one night. One long
Yeah,
night.
I used to go there a couple of times. Yeah, great place.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
beautiful. It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
But so tell me about what you're doing now. You have a podcast series and you're
Yeah,
producing.
the podcast series is available on Apple, Google,
Nice.
Deezer, all these podcast platforms. Tallied through something called a website called Hear This, because I upload there and it goes to all those podcast platforms.
Right.
It's doing extremely well on there at the moment, thousands of plays.
That's good, right?
Hopefully, I was going to cancel it because I need to focus more on my production and my PhD. And I said to my friend in Berlin, I said, look, I'm going to sort of stop doing it. And he goes, well, it's doing really well. What if I do one a month? So every 2 months you can do a mix. I said, okay, that sounds good. Yeah. So that's what we do now. So it
Except a
gives me
little
more
bit.
time to focus on production and my studies
Right.
than making mixes every month, which is quite a task. It's
Right.
not as simple, and you've got to mix them together or tracks together and add effects and things. And you might put the wrong tracks together in a mix, and it's like, oh no, I'm gonna have to do it again. So it's only an hour mix, but it still takes time,
Right. And so
to
what are
get
you
it right.
mixing it in?
I use DJ Controller. It's called
Okay.
Pioneer DD XDJ XE, which is very similar to club setups with CDJs and a mixer. So it's the same sort of format, but it's a lot cheaper because those club standard things are like, for a whole setup, you're talking about 15, 16,000 quid,
Right, it's
pounds, I should
really
say,
more.
and quid sounds bad.
It's okay. I haven't heard that in a long time.
It still costs 2 grand, but that's what I do my mixes on now. I started off on a little tiny beginner's thing. And now, 3 years later, I'm practically using club standard gear, and I often go to pirate studios in Camden to practice on CDJs, so that I can. I've done a lot of that to get used to it. Like, so if I ever get booked for a club, I've only done one club gig, but if I get booked, then all I've got to take is a USB with my
Oh,
playlist on,
nice.
plug it in, and use their equipment. So
And
I
where
don't
was
want to
the
be
club?
carrying around.
Where was
Well,
the club?
that was Amp Studios in Old Kent Road in September 2022. It went down really well, actually. I was quite surprised, but And I haven't been really pushing out any further at the moment. The kind of thing I'm trying to focus on is like, I want to build something, but take my time, you know? I've got my PhD to do as well.
Right.
So, you know, once I've completed that, then it's a different thing altogether. Then I probably will be trying to push to go out and play
Sure.
gigs and clubs and
Hey.
do the whole thing. Do you know what I mean?
It's
And that
nice to be
does,
honest,
hopefully, it
though.
means flying around the world. I know they say DJs say,
Absolutely.
oh, just see the airport and then you see the club and then you go back to the airport and that's all you
Right.
see. You know, it's not that exciting. And I'm like,
Oh.
okay, but you know, people are playing in Colombia now, and I've never been to Colombia. Do you know what I
Right,
mean? So why not? You know, it's
absolutely.
you know,
That's
I
what
mean,
happened.
it's a very worldwide scene, the music now. Then it well, in back in the 80s when I was doing the punk stuff, it was very it was done in a different way. It was very
Small club.
global,
Yeah.
yeah. But well, no, very global punk scene. When you had to write to somebody, you couldn't sort of call them up on the phone because it was too
Makes sense.
expensive.
Right.
And the internet has changed all that, and now DJs and artists are being booked all around the world,
Right.
really. So they're always flying off somewhere to do a club gig somewhere,
So
you
speaking of
know.
the club
So,
scene, I mean of the punk scene, are you familiar with the Virgin Prunes?
yeah, that's a 70s punk, that
Was it
is.
70s or 80s? Maybe it was the
Yeah,
70s.
seventies, seventies, early eighties.
Early.
Yeah, early eighties.
So
Very,
we had
yeah.
Gavin Friday on here around December. So he was one of the founding members of the Virgin Prunes, which is kind of cool.
Oh right, okay, that's interesting.
You have to listen to
They're like this. I'll
them.
put them in the category of like Virgin Prunes, Au Pairs, Psychedelic Furs kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that. Yeah, no.
Sure. Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
so, well, that's good. I mean, can you do any touring in the summertime? Don't you have a break in the summer?
Yeah, I haven't really pushed for it at the moment. I mean, I feel like I've got plenty of time, and you know, if somebody asks me, I'll go out and play it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not really pushing out because I've got an 80,000-word thesis to write. Do you know what I mean? So I need to focus, do the good stuff. I mean, yeah, it's a bit, it would be a good idea to do it in the summer sometimes, but we'll just see how it goes. You know, I've can now competently DJ, which I've only been doing it about 3, 4 years now. So it's not that difficult for me now. It's all using muscle memory, mixing tracks together, using effects, and you know, building up good sets and reading the crowd, which I haven't really experienced properly yet. I mean, I did one gig and the crowd went crazy, and that was fun. You kind of, I never realized that when you do these things and the crowd really enjoy it, when you finished, the buzz you get off it afterwards, it's like adrenaline soaked through you, and I can't sleep that night. Do you know what I mean? I was like, wow, that was fucking incredible.
It's okay.
Sorry,
No, don't
yeah,
worry. No. We're not going to censor you
incredible.
here
That
on my
was.
podcast. Yeah. No, I get you. Well,
So
it's
yeah,
performing, right?
so you know, when you see people enjoying themselves and you're the one responsible for it, it's really cool. And it's just like, yeah.
It's
And I
good
didn't make any
energy.
mistakes in my DJ set either, which is what I was worried about, you know. So yeah, it went well and I enjoyed it and couldn't sleep for the night afterwards. But
There you
we'll
go.
have to see what happens when I go out and play properly, you know.
Yeah,
We'll see
absolutely.
how
Well,
it goes,
you'll
yeah.
get there. It sounds like so. Yeah, there's really good response, and everybody seems to like what you're doing. So it sounds like it's all good, positive, you know. I mean, where's the best place to listen to music in Europe? I mean, you're in London. Where's the best place in London? Nobody dances anymore,
Well,
by the way. Ever since COVID, everybody stopped dancing in the restaurant.
I go to Fabric to see particular artists. You know, the club
Which is
Fabric,
where? In Brixton?
Clerkenwell. No, it's in Clerkenwell. It's East One or
Okay.
Two, E2 or something.
All right.
It's been going for like 20 or 30 years. I have been to Printworks when it was going to see the Chemical Brothers. That was
Right.
last Dece no, 2 Decembers ago.
Right. There's some
To
kind
be
of
honest with
festival.
you,
There's some festival going on
there's a
in
lot.
Scotland right now, isn't there?
I don't know.
There is. There's some
I mean,
dance
I
going on.
I go to Berlin to see my friend every 6 months or so, so I suppose twice a year, and I always make a point of going to Tresor, which is the club that started off the techno things in
Nice.
Berlin from
Nice.
the early 90s, and
Yes.
brought those, well, did those things where it brought people from Detroit over to
Right.
play, where those artists, I don't know if I mentioned their names briefly, did I? Like
Think you
Jeff
did,
Mills and
but you kind of
Juan
get it.
Atkins and stuff. Yeah, they became famous in Europe
Right.
and not very well known in
It's
Detroit.
what happens to
It's
everyone.
really bizarre.
It's
Yeah,
what
it's really
happens to
bizarre,
everyone
but
who's of any quality, really. But like the Scissor Sisters, for example, they're huge in Europe, but then here it's like, meh, meh. And every now and again, I'll hear them on the radio. I'm like, oh, cool. It's nice to hear them. But
well,
it's
was that
funny
the
how.
same for, do you remember Sparks? Were they the same? Because they seemed to break Europe before America.
I don't know who
Do you
Sparks
remember Sparks?
are. No, I don't
Oh,
remember
okay.
Sparks. No. That's funny. But yeah, it just
Okay.
seems like it's like a litmus test. Like, people, usually record companies send people to Europe to see how they'll do and then bring them back here. And, sometimes they're bigger in Europe than they are, and sometimes they never make it here. Or then sometimes bands will be popular here. Nobody knows where they are in Europe. So it's not always the same, but this World Wide Web of ours is definitely connecting everybody in a good, positive way. And, when you're doing what you love and it manifests, that's all that really amazing positive energy. And so when other people will respond positively to it. So it sounds like you've been working in a really very positive direction since the last time I saw you. Because the last time I saw you, I think you weren't well in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, I
Right.
still have problems with that. Do you know what I
Right.
mean? Because it's hard to live with an autoimmune
Right.
disease.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's why I haven't been doing much lately, because I had a surgery a couple of years ago which went wrong, and I was in hospital for a month
Oh,
while
okay. That's, I
they made
think,
it
the
right
last one.
bodge ups, and I've been waiting for confirmation of another one before I go back in September, because I just can't take any more time off.
Right.
But once that's sorted, I can get back to my studies, and that's why I haven't been, also one of the reasons why I haven't been doing that at the moment,
Right.
you know.
Where is your
So
son?
yeah, he lives with his mother still. He's 25, 26, I
Oh,
think,
wow.
25,
Yeah.
26.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working for Blackwell's Book Cup Publishing, doing book cover design.
Good. And they're
He
living
got
in
a
London or
first
they're
in
living in Berlin?
it. Yeah, no, they're living in London.
Oh, good.
I want to move to Berlin eventually one day, but
Yeah.
yeah, I've forgotten what I was going to say, but never mind.
Okay. Well, that's
Yeah,
good. At least.
he got a first in his history degree, which really surprised everyone, you know. So someone who failed his A levels comes out with a first, you know. It's good on him, you know.
Yeah, at least he knows what he likes. That's, at that age, who
Yeah.
knows what, I always say life is about figuring out what you don't want to do.
Well, I learn a lot about music from him, because he's really into rap, trap, hip
Right.
hop, and that sort of drum and bass and all those styles of music. So he's quite knowledgeable about those things. So it's really
Right.
interesting, because there are other forms of electronic music as well, and techno is an electronic music. So
Right.
yeah,
Good.
that's why I try to keep my eye on the ball, you know, on what's
Right.
going on in different scenes.
And when you're creating music, you're creating something totally different, right? You're grabbing from this and that, and then you're producing. So you're an artist, music producer, correct?
Yeah, I've got a couple EPs out now. They're only digital, of course. What the plan is, me and my friend have set up a label in Berlin. My friend from Berlin, we set up a label called Black Hole Transmissions to release our own music. We eventually want to do vinyl releases, but they're really just collectible things, and there's just a couple of hundred or 300 or so that you make these days, not compared to what I did in the 80s, which was thousands of copies, you know, for artists. But I think it's mainly digital these days, and there's a lot of streaming going on with Spotify and Apple Music and all the other ones, which you can find my music on, which is under the name of Dark Matter Project.
Okay, so it's Shane DB. That's you,
Yeah,
correct?
that's my DJ name.
Yeah, and it's Dark Matter
Out
Project.
project, yeah.
Very good.
That's right.
Okay.
So you can check out, I've got two EPs out on, of course, Bandcamp, obviously, but they're also out on Spotify and Apple Music and all the streaming digital platforms, Beatport as well.
Nice.
So yeah.
Nice. Good, good,
It's
good.
really amazing these days how DIY the whole thing for artists is.
Yeah,
It's,
that's
you
true.
don't necessarily, like back in the 80s, you had to look for a label, or if you did it yourself, you'd be
They had
fronting up the
production
cost for your
equipment.
EPs.
Nobody had a smartphone. They could just, use. I mean, I use GarageBand to produce everything, really. But I know that there are things out there. But that's I actually created this whole podcast myself, and I just self-taught. Somebody I knew had a podcast, told me how to make one. I have Podbeam is my content management site. So, I somebody like me, who's older, we're old. I'm your age. Still is tech savvy enough to be able to figure this out, and I can produce my podcast from my phone. What I do when I travel is I'll produce a couple of episodes in advance, and as I'm away, I just, as long as I have an internet connection, I can throw everything on there and be.
Yeah, I mean, I visited a friend in Berlin because I take a laptop with me with Ableton on load up or Bitwig, and I go there to see my friend, and he teaches me stuff as well
That's
because
good.
I've been learning a lot from him besides his self-teaching. But yeah, all my do I've you know I've got musical instruments here. I've got MIDI controllers and instruments like that, beat machines. I've got a synth, and I haven't got round to setting it all up with the PC. I did on my last PC, but I got a new one because the old one was getting rather messy. So I just need to set it up so I can record live sounds and stuff. And I'm really into sound design at the moment. It's creating your own sounds,
Nice.
not using samples or things from other people's work, just make your own sounds, not using presets and other that you get in instruments. Trying to sound design your own sounds for,
Good.
and that's the good thing about techno because you can use pretty much any sound if you make it musical in some form. You can just with a synthesizer as well, it's crazy, and a drum machine, and you're well away
Oh, good.
doing something.
Yeah, it's funny because when I every single thing I make websites and all that stuff, I never use anyone else's images. I always use my own everything. It's like McDonald's. I want to own it. I don't want to use it. I don't want to use a voice or a sound. Actually, funny enough, we'll give Leo a shout out. Eve's son Leo went to Berkeley in Boston, and I believe he's teaching people how to play the trombone currently. But my signature sound for my video show on Vinetime TV, which the link is below this podcast, vinetimetv.com. I have a video show that I produced that's soon to come out on a San Francisco-based local access channel called Cork TV. So pretty soon you'll be able to watch my TV show on Fire Sticks or Roku or whatnot. And every show that we produce has a signature sound. So when we created that, I wanted an original sound, and Leo made it. So you should connect to Leo. Yeah, because he's making music. He's in New York City right now, I believe. He's either in New York or New Jersey, but he's working down there. I think he's teaching, but he's very musical himself. So, but he created it on a computer. He's like here and made the sound for me, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's really all it is these days. You don't really need a flashy studio. You can do it at home with a good digital audio workstation and some instruments. If not instruments, you can use virtual instruments because everything is replicated on the computer these days. So VSTs, as they call them, virtual studio technologies. You can get software versions of some of the most famous synths in the world and create your sounds with those. So you don't really even need instruments anymore. I mean, it's good to have a knowledge of a
Well,
little bit
it's
of
good to
music
learn,
theory. And use a bit of music theory and understanding that. But yeah, I mean, I do try and play my keyboard, but I can only one-handed do it at the moment, or maybe two hands if I'm playing a chord and then notes.
You know how to play the keyboard?
Not fully,
Okay.
no. It's just I'll just muck around with it to create sounds or think up things that I want to put in, and I might record it, or I might not, but I might sort of might do it in the VST itself.
Because my son, my youngest, is learning the sax. And he started with key no, he started with drums, funny enough. He started with drums. He really likes the drums, but then transitioned to keyboard, doesn't like keyboard so much. I think there's way too much time involved in learning how to play the piano. It's just he doesn't have the patience, I think. But
It is. I mean,
he's
I
11.
tried doing these. Well, I tried these melodic things that you can get online, and you're sort of following dots on a screen, to play the keys on the keyboard, and it
Oh,
was really good for learning how to set your hand positions and playing, to get
right.
the right hand positions and to actually play in notes and chords. But when it got to things like syncopation and things like that, it
Right.
was really difficult,
He
and
did
that's
play
where
the
I started
piano for a
losing it.
while, but then he lost patience with it. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna pay for this, I'm not gonna use it. So now we have like a $1,000, or actually it's like a it's an expensive keyboard sitting in the other room, nobody touches it, collects dust.
Well, you don't need an expensive keyboard these days. All you need is a MIDI controller keyboard and put it into your pe like hook it up to your computer and use a
Right.
VST to create the sounds.
Right.
So yeah, it's
That's
that
true too.
simple now. I mean, you can
He
get
wants to play the
decent ones
electric.
for 150.
Yeah. Now he's
Sorry.
like, no, I want to play the electric guitar. He's going to be like Prince. Every time he turns around, he's like, oh, I'm going to perfect this, then I'm going to go to that. But he's the keyboard, he's not so strong at. So, and music's a good thing. I feel like music's going to save the world, or I hope so anyway. That's what
Well, we'd hope
I
so,
like to
yeah.
say. Yeah. And so, Shane, tell me, what do you love?
What do I love? Well, obviously music.
Right.
It's always been a passion of mine since I was 10 years old.
Right.
Definitely music. I do like video games as well, but
Right.
they're a bit time wasting
They
things, to be
sure are.
honest with you.
Unless you're designing them. And I guess there's a school here in
Well,
Massachusetts.
that is something that I think like is more appropriate if you're actually developing them.
Right.
But games programming, I don't think I could get my head around that.
Yeah. I gotcha. I
I
actually
tried
know someone who's
programming
going to
and
school for it now. There's a college in Western Massachusetts where you just go and basically study how to create video games, which is pretty amazing.
yeah.
Because
Well, they
you know,
do it
if
in
you
Goldsmiths as well.
oh really?
They got
Oh, nice.
degrees in game development, yeah.
That's
But I
fun.
heard them talking in the canteen, and games programming seems like an absolute nightmare. I mean, I'm not very good at programming. I tried to do Java in a
Right.
master's in advanced information technology. I just couldn't get through it. I just took the wrong path on the second year.
Goldsmiths where Amy Winehouse went? No, where did she go?
No, did
I'm
she go to the
trying.
Brit school?
That's where she went. That's
No, I
where
don't think it
Adele
was the
went.
Brits. Are you sure she? Sorry.
She went to where Adele went. They both went to the same school.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I think she
At
had links to the
Goldsmiths.
Brit school. The Brit school is a free music college.
I think that they both
They
went there.
turn out.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure actually, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, there's a lot of artists come out of that, but I haven't heard much about it. It was when Amy
Right.
Winehouse was around, I think we all heard a lot about the Brit school.
Right.
But it seems to have, the
That
media
sense.
coverage seems to have died down. But it's a free college for
Right.
music,
That's amazing,
which is
though.
amazing.
It is.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, but it is, of course, the places are limited and very hard to get.
Right.
And
Exactly.
you've got to be like 18 or something, or in
Right.
your early 20s at least. So
Yeah.
it's really designed for young people.
And so really quick, so one more time, I'm going to remind everybody where to find you. So you're Shane DB, that's your DJ name. There's music on Spotify and Apple called Dark Matters Project, correct?
Dot
Or
Matter
Matter
Project,
Project,
yeah.
yeah. And then it's being produced by Black Hole Transmission, correct? That's you.
That's
That's
the
your
label
partner
that's,
in Berlin, correct? And how do they find you
Well,
on
no, it's not my partner in Berlin, but that's the name of the label we set up to
label?
put out our
Label.
own music. The ability to be able to do that these days is amazing
Yeah.
because it just is. I mean, what I've learned in my studies is democratization
Right.
of music
Yeah,
study
for
or
sure.
music making,
Right.
basically.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
so where will we find you on Instagram? Do you have an Instagram handle?
At ShaneDB21, there's a couple of underscores in there, I think.
21. I will find it and put it out there. So, do you have a song for us today?
I tried to think of one, but there was one classic from the 90s I really like, and it was a by from a guy from Birmingham called Surgeon, and it was called Badger Bite. When you hear that, you sort of go, ooh, it sort of strikes something in your head, and you just go, wow.
Badger bite.
But it is an old techno track, and
All
very,
right.
very well liked.
We will play that for you today. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day,
Thanks for
Sean.
having me.
Thanks for coming. It's so great to see you again. Bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.